This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning is librarian over at the Kuskokwim Consortium Library, Teresa Quiner, community volunteer member Susan Taylor. Talking with them is KYUK's Matthew Hunter. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Teresa and Susan. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Good doing morning. Great. Good.
All right, so we are here to talk about Project Resource Connect. For our listeners who may not be familiar, what is Project Resource Connect and how did it get started here in Bethel?
So we have been calling this event Project Homeless Connect for the past probably 8 years that we've been doing this event. We do mm-hmm. it twice a year, and it's a nationwide branded way to bring a variety of resources and services to people experiencing homelessness in kind of a convenient one-stop shop model. However, I've been thinking for a while that this is a event that would benefit people more than just homeless people. We've never limited it to just people experiencing homelessness, but, you know, and we have other people come, you know, who might benefit from the services. But mm-hmm. Susan came and talked to me maybe like a week or two ago and brought up the point that, like, with the typhoon, there's a lot of people who have been displaced and who are in Bethel now who might benefit from a lot of the services that we're going to have at this event. And in general, it's also just a way for anybody to come get flu shots and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we talked about it with a few of the kind of core members that have been involved with this event and decided to call it Project Resource Connect this time, which will hopefully kind of destigmatize the event a little bit and open it up to more people.
For sure.
And then we'll have to talk with the Housing Coalition for, you know, going forward if that's the name that we want to keep for future events. But I was glad Susan came to me to kind of bring this up as an idea.
I mm-hmm. wanted to really bring up, it's been a tough time right now for a lot of people. SNAP is ending this month with the government lockdown. Meals on Wheels ended due to a grant situation. There's another entity that's going to resurrect it, hopefully, but that won't happen overnight. We got the federal furlough people that have not gotten paid now for a month. There's a lot of people going through challenges they didn't anticipate, and it's just all happening all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And also this month, effective November, I mean, the the medical marketplace, nicknamed Obamacare, is skyrocketing up. So it's just a lot of challenges. And on the news this morning, I heard that the energy grants and stuff that people apply for during the winter are now in jeopardy because of this government lockdown. So mm-hmm. it's just a tough time for everybody, and there should be no stigma to helping and asking for help. And this will make a lot of things available. I do appreciate the things I hear about being available right now. Like, for example, the city doing the water utility situation with families now that are stretched out with their mm-hmm. relatives from the villages living with them. So this will just be an opportunity for people to really know what's available and to step up and offer what they have available too.
For sure. Yeah. So the original name was Project Homeless Connect. Why did the name change, and how does Project Resource Connect better reflect the mission?
Well, again, like we talked about this just a couple weeks ago because of the typhoon, we thought that Project Resource Connect would open the event up to a broader audience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really the point of it is just to connect people to a lot of different resources available in the community. You know, I think a lot of people, including myself, you know, I'm still learning about, like, what services are available from the different agencies in town, the different departments within agencies. You know, for example, YKHC has mm-hmm. so many different departments that do different things. And if you just call the main number and don't ask the right questions, you might actually not get to the resource that you need or the right person that you want to talk to. So this event is just a way to bring a lot of those different people to one location so mm-hmm. people can come in and just wander around and talk to people. It's a very, like, homey environment. We serve a meal, and people can just walk around and talk to people. And, like, a lot of the people who are kind of core members who have been involved with this event for quite a few years at this point are pretty familiar with a lot of the different services that are available. So if they talk to one of us, we can kind of help point them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have a lot of different you know, organizations represented there.
I for sure.
And I've been talking with Mike Riley with Search and Rescue,
mm-hmm.
and looking at the situation there, and there's lots of giveaway items, and we're looking at having them be a partner next door for people to go over there.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, are there any new partners besides Search and Rescue that or resources being added this year that you're excited about?
Several more have called in.
Mm-hmm.
You call Teresa if you want a table there. And
how could people contact Teresa? What are the numbers and how could they contact you?
Yeah, you can either call the main library number, which is 543-4516, or call my direct extension at the library, 543-4517. And we do have some new organizations participating. The city of Bethel, the city manager reached out, for example, because the city has been really involved with a lot of these disaster response mm-hmm. efforts, and they're going to have a table. And I have a feeling that they're going to be able to connect people to a lot of the different ways they can get support if they've had damages to, you know, their home, or, you know, there's a lot of relief programs out there. And then yesterday I got a call from FEMA, and I haven't been able to connect with them yet, but they were asking about the event as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not even familiar with all of the organizations that are out here responding to this disaster. And so if people are here volunteering and they know of, like, services related to the typhoon that people can apply for or benefit from,
mm-hmm.
please reach out to me today or tomorrow so we can hopefully get you signed up for a booth.
Okay. When and where will this year's Project Resource Connect take place?
It's taking place on Tuesday, November 4th, so this coming Tuesday at the Cultural Center
mm-hmm.
from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Okay, for sure. And do people need to bring anything or register ahead of time?
No, it's open. People can just come. And, you know, for the November event, we don't do surveys, so people mm-hmm. can just come in and, you know, wander around.
They can set up like 11:30 or 11?
Yeah, so people who are setting up outreach booths need to be there around 11:30, you know, 11:40.
I will. Myself or Carrie will have food bank applications there, too. People qualify for food bank and don't realize it. It's got high income limits to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And there shouldn't be any stigma to that. Our next food bank will be that following weekend.
And I believe people have to reapply or re-sign up for the monthly food bank, right? Is that
in October because of the federal year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
okay.
Every October, but I know we're going to get new people,
mm-hmm.
and they definitely should apply.
If people want to apply for food bank, do they need to bring any ID or anything like that with them?
We ask a series of questions, and usually that takes care of it.
Okay.
All right, for sure. Are there any specific items, you know, the community can donate that are especially needed right now?
Well, definitely. Oh, go ahead.
They could bring that to Search and Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the ones that have their little giveaways at their tables, that's fine, bring it. But as far as clothing and winter gear and all that, if you want to go ahead and bring it to Search and Rescue, or present it there if you want. But
mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I think some of the things that would be especially helpful for this event would be to bring some food. We do serve a meal,
yeah.
And YKHC has always been really generous with donating, like, a really big pot of chili and some sandwiches, that kind of thing, and I usually make a big pot of, like, moose stew or, like, a pasta bake or something, but I do expect to get a bigger, you know, group of people for this one. So if people wanted to bring a pot of soup by on Monday, or like a lasagna or casserole that we could stick in the oven to warm up, or just food items that are easy to, like, hand out and give away, like sandwiches mm-hmm. or cookies or rolls, that kind of thing. Anything that's easy to serve to a big group of people, I think having some extra food would be really helpful.
For sure.
So that's a way that people can help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, people can help. Yeah, you just make everything easier just for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know. And how does this event help break down stigma around homelessness and accessing help?
I think there's a tendency for, you know, the unhoused population to be very segregated from the rest of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I really like about it is, you know, everybody is having a meal together. You know, the volunteers are eating, you know, with everybody else who attends the event. And there's a very warm atmosphere. And, you know, I hope that people feel that, you know, we're putting this on for them to help them, and that,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're part of the community too. you know, everybody needs help sometimes, and this is just a way to, you know, have the entire community involved with bringing some resources to people that need it.
And I can tell you my own experience working with homeless and getting to know them, they are definitely individuals, and writing them off as a group is not good. They're definitely individuals with their own stories and their own chances of recovery and getting out from under this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, anything else that you guys would like to add? You know, this place, or this event, this event takes place November 4 from 12 to 2 at the Cultural Center. And again, how could people reach out, you know, to register or, you know, even donate items?
So they can, it's probably easiest just to call my direct extension at the library, 543-4517, or stop by today and chat with me, or we're going to be closed tomorrow, but on Saturday we'll be open 11 to 4. People could stop by and chat with Michaela, too. And we're going to have a lot of different resources available that will benefit just anybody. Like, I get my flu and COVID shots at this every year. You know, there's going to be Tracy from the hair salon's going to be giving haircuts, and, you know, there's going to be
a wide variety of services. And do you have a list of everyone who's going to be in attendance, or
Yeah, I mean, we have, there's still a few organizations that I'm waiting to hear from to finalize the list, but we have a volunteer psychologist that does, like, assessments, so people who might be interested in getting kind of on a fast track to get into in-person treatment. She can help, like, expedite the process for assessments, which have to happen before you can go into a treatment facility. The job center is going to be there, and I think a lot of people really don't understand the breadth of what the job center can provide when it comes to becoming employed, not just finding jobs, but, like, getting skills and, you know, things that you need to get into a new career. I'm really excited they're going to be there. AVCP housing will be there. We'll have behavioral health organizations with the family clinic and with YK. The medical assisted treatment program is going to be there. The BFW auxiliary will be there. There's public health will be there, and they'll have some harm reduction materials, like, you know, birth control things like condoms, and also, you know, some Narcan, that kind of thing. So, yeah, there's going to be a pretty wide variety. The thrift store is going to be there and have some items for giveaway.
This is genuinely all of Bethel. For this event coming together, these type of resources, very vital for what's going on right now. And, you know, this is such a strong community engagement. You know, don't feel, how could I phrase it? Don't feel like, you know, you're a burden to come to this. I mean, this is for anyone and everyone.
Exactly.
And,
I did want to mention, is the library open Monday next week?
We won't be. So we have had to alter our hours a little bit because we've been short-staffed, but not this coming week, but the following week. We're going to be going back to 40 hours a week, and we'll be open on Mondays. But next week is our last week of being closed on Mondays.
So if anybody wants to get a hold of us Monday,
they can still call, because I'll be working. I'll be getting ready for Homeless Connect on Tuesday. So if people call and leave me a message, I'll call
on Monday.
Them back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to get that cleared. Thank you.
For sure. Yeah. Anything else you would like to add, Susan and Teresa, before we wind down?
I think changing this title alone is opening up the doors for vendors and people that need help alike. It's building more bridges and expanding out like this is a good thing. The bad times we're going through right now is not a good thing, but maybe the good thing that comes out of it is more people are getting to build bridges to one another.
For sure. Teresa?
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to this every year, and we do it in November and January, and I really love chatting with all the people that come and eating a meal, and it's always a really positive event. So definitely come on Tuesday, and we're looking for more organizations. I want to participate, so just give me a call at the library at 543-4517 if you want to participate.
For sure. Thank you guys for Go ahead, Jalen.
I just want to add, driving this part of town early in the morning, I really appreciate walkers wearing their reflectors.
Yes,
they really do
thing.
Glow. They save lives. So I want to promote that for people walking.
And we will have reflective vests on Tuesday. And also, I believe that the YKHC Environmental OEH department is going to be providing the iron-on reflectors.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
It's so dark out there.
Yeah, it's getting dark, you know, later in the morning and even earlier in the afternoon. So, you know, reflective tape is always good to have on your clothing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For sure. Thank you guys for coming out of coffee this morning. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
That was Teresa Quiner from the Kuskokwim Consortium Library and community volunteer Susan Taylor talking with Matthew Hunter about Project Resource Connect.
This is Coffee at KYUK.